Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys.
Coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
Well, we talked about coconut oil. We've never talked about the plant that it comes from.
Yeah, we've never talked
about where we find coconuts growing and how do we make all these different products from the coconut.
Coconut is experiencing a boom in its demand worldwide. People are becoming hip to the fact that it's very healthful and beneficial. We're talking about a crop that's essentially grown in Asia, Africa, and places like that. If the demand gets too big, what we're doing is we're importing a food and it's leaving a little bit of a footprint in terms
of
energy
use. Exactly.
Not only that, we will be inevitably contributing to another monoculture with all of the problems that that attends because it'll be done by corporate enterprises who basically don't care unless they're forced to care. If you're going to start indulging in a widespread use of coconut products, I think we've got to be alert to how it's raised.
Before we get into that, let's talk about how certain parts of the coconut are processed.
Yeah.
For example, coconut milk, which we can buy in cans.
Sure.
That is from the white flesh of the mature coconut. It's grated, soaked in warm or hot water, and then it's squeezed to get the milk out. You can also let that milk sit, and what will rise to the surface of that milk would be a more concentrated form of the coconut, which will be coconut cream.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, I was able to buy coconut cream frozen, just the thickest
part
of the coconut cream. And then I could buy also bags of the coconut milk frozen. It's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy coconut milk in cans all throughout the country. A lot of it comes from Thailand. They also make low-fat versions of coconut milk. You're paying for water.
Yeah.
You're paying for added water. So I never use the low-fat stuff. It's lacking in taste, and it's very, very thin. And if I'm making a sauce, say, for a curry, which is one of the best uses for coconut milk, I want the thick cream. Then if you want to make coconut oil, it's the same thing. You take that white grated coconut and you can press the oil out of that.
Yep.
There's expeller pressed oil. The coconut is not heated up at all. There may be a slight heating during the pressing, but it's not cooked so that the oil will come out. You can buy virgin or extra virgin coconut oil, and that's what I would recommend if you were going to be doing cooking. The coconut milk itself, you can use as a dairy substitute for milk in making cakes or anything that calls for milk. It's a delightful flavor. If you want to emphasize the coconut taste, you can also add coconut extract or vanilla. If you're a vegan, especially, and you want whipped cream, you take a can of full-fat coconut milk, not watered down. Do not shake it. Put it in your refrigerator for at least 24 hours. I leave it for 48. Take it out of your refrigerator carefully, keeping it absolutely level. Open up the can with a can opener. Do this gently. When you take the top off, the coconut cream will actually have floated to the top. You will spoon this out and then whip it with an electric mixer and you will get whipped cream.
Oh, yes.
And it is
delicious. It'll have a coconut
flavor. It is
delicious.
You can flavor it with honey if you want, or agave syrup, or sugar. It'll keep its volume for a few hours, but by the next morning, you may need to whip it up again.
Something quite different is coconut water.
Coconut water is the watery liquid that is in the center of the coconut when you crack into it.
That's what we used to drink when we were kids, when my dad would bring home a coconut. And we were delighted with it because it's this little brown, hairy thing. And he would drill a hole in it.
Three eyes.
And we could suck it out. And we were thrilled.
Oh, it's delicious.
Very high in electrolytes.
Yes, it's a wonderful drink. If you go to the tropics, you can buy a coconut with a straw in one of those eyes and just sip out that liquid. But in terms of cooking with coconut, I love it in curries. It adds the wonderful richness to the curry spices, whatever you choose. It makes wonderful soups. You can also use it as a marinade. It makes a very delicious marinade for chicken especially. There's all kinds of uses. You can go online and look up how to use coconut milk.
We'll have to come back. There's so many uses. We're going to have to come back and do this on probably two or three different levels again. Be sure and keep your ear tuned to
the food guys.